This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Our Guardians, bases loaded, fourth inning.
And fly ball.
And pop up.
Foul out. The worst out in baseball.
The worst thing you could do.
Yes.
Well, besides strikeout.
Yeah. It really makes no difference. It's in foul territory, too.
First pitch.
Yeah.
Idiot.
If you get out of this without scoring a run, you know, this is.
Are you writing them off already?
Well, I just feel like I don't know why. I just feel like the Guardians have had no momentum in this whatsoever.
They just haven't been able to get the big hits.
Yeah,
they need a big hit right here.
They just don't look good.
They're losing 3-0. College football beard oil. Did you see the Penn State fan that ran onto the field with the USC team?
Yeah, it turns out that for like $1,800, I think it's $1,800 or $2,000. You can pay, anyone can, and you get to run down the tunnel at the Coliseum with the USC Trojans. So, and there's no restrictions on it. So my man, the Penn State bro, he dropped his 2K, and then when he got to the tunnel, like, he took off his jacket and he was head to toe in Penn State gear, and he ran out of the tunnel.
Filmed the whole thing on his phone.
Which, by the way, seems like an expensive own, like, of the Trojans.
Yeah, $2,000 just to do that.
Just, yeah.
But if you're swimming in it and you just want to have some fun, that seems like a good way to do it.
It's a good bit.
Yeah,
I mean.
Do you think they'll change up their policy now? And, like,
I would assume.
I mean, I've even seen, like, at, like, baseball games, they'll have people, like, who are wearing the other team stuff behind home plate put something else on because they don't want it to look that way. Like, that's a...
Well, my guess is that they never thought... This is like the Dan Lanning loophole thing.
They didn't think someone would use it for that.
They didn't think someone would use it for that, and so now I'm assuming that, you know, they'll do it. And plus, the guy did appear to be maybe a little sneaky about it. My guess is if he showed up in the Penn State gear right from the get-go, someone would have been like, dude, here's your money back. Get out of here. Is he, like, you know... And it's not technically with the team, it's just...
Or maybe USC's like, well, we paid $2,000, I don't care what he's wearing. Get your ass on out there, dude.
Bottom line, their ass.
So let me ask you, is that the worst use of $2,000 that you could have?
Nah, no? you could, I mean...
As you say, you got a bunch of money. I like that he went suns out, guns out, he went tank top.
Yeah, he sure did.
And of course, he had to film the whole thing.
Would you rather spend $2,000 doing that or kick $2,000 into your school's collective?
I'd do that. $2,000 in a collective. I don't know. What does $2,000 buy you?
I would wonder the same thing, but your school would love to have that money from you.
I'd rather just give the kid $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they allow it to work like that exactly, but maybe.
Well, they do on my watch.
That's the way you used to.
Yeah. I'm a bag man. Hey, kiddo. Nice game out there.
I had a buddy of mine that was a booster for a Pac-12 team, and I always asked him, I was like, dude, what sort of and he goes, dude, you got to be a lot bigger than me in order to get involved in that sort of thing. And
then
I was like,
the bonus rewards program.
I told, don't sell yourself short. You tell me you couldn't come up with a bag of cash, put a couple hundies in there. And I was disappointed that he never did anything shady. But now in the NIL world, I don't think there's anything that stops you.
Well, anyway, we're about out of time.
Also, too, when you watched that USC clip, did you notice that, have you watched that, have you watched the whole thing?
The whole thing of what?
That guy running out.
I think so.
Have you noticed that they have like a, in the USC tunnel, they have like a 1988 Winnebago?
Yeah.
In the tunnel.
I don't know what that little camper was doing there.
There's like a camper and it's got like a Dallas Cowboys star on it. Does someone live in the tunnel of the Coliseum?
The homeless guy, probably. They can't move him.
Well, that's what I wondered. I think about that all the time because whenever I go to a Winter Hawk game or anything at the Moda Center.
Real estate's expensive in LA. You got the groundskeeper job. Maybe you just set up shop there.
There's a little side street that I park at a bunch. There's a little lot right there. It's right across the street and it's by like that Econo Inn. And there is an RV that has been there for like 4.5 years. And when I saw that USC clip, I thought to myself, did someone move in during COVID to the tunnel at the Coliseum? And now, because of California laws, that dude just lives there. He's just is like, hey, what's up, boys? It's got a cat. Why is there a Cowboys star on it? A Dallas Cowboy fan just is
maybe
in the
it's
tunnel?
Lincoln Riley's and he's going to go be the coach of the Cowboys.
Ooh.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Well, I bet there's a lot of overlap with SC and Cowboy fans. They're probably also Yankee fans.
Totally.
Laker fans.
Lakers. Yeah. Losers. Front-running bitches.
Dude, anyone, he's such an effing
does
loser.
Anyone else do this? Can I pay to run out of the tunnel at the Beeve Stadium at Reser or at Autzen?
I mean, I got to do that to give him credit for... Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to raise some shekels.
Yeah.
If people will pay it.
It's not that different than your flag idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your flag idea?
The one of like, it, like, could I fly an could Ohio fly State flag from a Eugene hotel the weekend of the game?
The answer to that, again, clearly is no.
Yeah, flags!
You know. That has to be an independent hotel, or you have to know someone. Yeah. They weren't. That was a non-starter.
Well, you were saying that you thought you could.
I thought I could, but what I found out was from talking to a couple different hotels, it's all a corporate thing, and no flag can be hung without corporate approval.
So you have to be Arch Manning,
yes,
to make that happen.
And someone said that the Cooper is a partial owner of that chain of hotels.
Oh well, that's why.
So that he's an investor in that. So yeah, you can't hang any flag for anything at a hotel like that without going up and getting corporate approval. So that's the same thing when they put up pride flags for the months and all that. All that stuff comes from higher ups.
Yeah, flags!
No one in Eugene is capable of making that decision.
All right, the beard oil is going to have to be shoved, the remainder of the beard oil, I should say, will have to be shoved into tomorrow's program.
We just rolled, brother.
We've got Mario Cristobal talking about recruiting Penei Sewell, which I want to play for you, which is because it's weird.
Yeah.
Jed Fish, what he said about Ohio State, Oregon, and the two time zone thing is also in the notes.
Yeah.
Where teams going more than two time zones in the Big Ten, they are losing, what are they, 3-10 now, I think?
Something I think like it's that. 3-11 now.
3-11. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll get to all of that. All of it! Oh, and did you see what happened to Mike Gundy?
No. What did Gundy...
He got kicked in the face by a cow.
I'm a man!
Come again?
I'm 40!
Yeah, we'll have that story for you tomorrow.
Hmm.
But we got to move on to Club. Club 1080 is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.